Thank you, Jesus. As we go into the second session, may your presence be multiplied even more. Your light and your glory be multiplied even more. And now we just decree multiple healings of the soul today. And that the demonic will be broken off and people will experience signs, wonders, and miracles in every area of their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, in the first session, you learned about how to get your wounds healed in the glory light of Jesus. And for the rest of the two sessions, what we're going to focus on is one of the major tools that God uses to help you lead you down that path to healing, and that's dreams and visions. You see, there is a path to your healing. You shouldn't be guessing where you're going to start your healing. Say, this is really bothering me right now, so this is the wound I think I need to deal with. Remember, we talked about that earlier, that what you think might be bothering you now could be springing out of something that happened to you way a long time ago that you've completely forgotten about. Okay? There is a specific path of healing that God's going to take you to get your soul healed, and it's probably going to be way different than what you expected. Okay? But if you follow His perfect path, you'll see that one wound is connected to the other, and they'll begin to be healed in the right order. Remember what Proverbs 3 says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding in all your ways, including getting your soul healed. Recognize and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Don't try to reason out your healing. Do not rely on your own insight or understanding. God's going to direct and make straight and plain your paths. He's going to take you down a specific road. A couple of ways God will communicate to you this roadmap is through dreams and visions. Listen to me. The Bible says that God uses dreams and visions to get your soul healed. Where does it say that? In Job 33, it says this. Verse 14, for God does speak now one way, now another, though man may not perceive it, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on men as they slumber in their beds. He may speak in their ears and terrify them with warnings, to turn man from wrongdoing and to keep him from pride, to preserve his soul from the pit, his life from perishing by the sword. God uses dreams and visions. It's totally biblical to show you what's in your soul, to, quote, keep you from wrongdoing, the wrongdoing that comes from a wound that's in your soul that then causes you to sin, amen? And to preserve, quote, to preserve your soul from the pit, because remember, when wounds in your soul are created by sin, there are demonic powers attached to those wounds. So God will show you through a dream and vision how to get those wounds healed, to preserve your soul from the pit, from the torment that comes from demonic powers, hallelujah? God's going to take you down that specific road of healing by showing you things in your dreams and visions. Once you begin to unpack what He shows you, you move into what He shows you, and then you execute it, then you're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles break out in healing of your soul. Let me just give you a specific example of how powerfully dreams and visions can totally direct you to getting a miracle. I was on tour in Seattle, and while I was there, I developed a severe sore throat. I'm talking about the aching kind of sore throat where you can't say one more word. You think you might die. Now, there was a lot of stuff going on at that moment that could have contributed to me getting this sore throat. For one, I was on a 21-day fast. And so I was just doing the vegetable thing. So I thought, well, you know, my immune system is probably pretty low right now. And so that might have opened me up to catching a sickness. And for two, I was staying in this wonderful house, but the room I was staying in was very, very cold. Now, here I am from Phoenix, and 70 degrees is cold to me. It's 107 in wintertime here. So it wasn't cold to the people there, but it was very cold to me. And there was one of those air conditioning windows in the units in the window, and it was letting in a lot of cold air. So I thought, well, maybe that's contributing to this too. But number three, whenever I'm able to get sick that fast, which is what happened. It happened practically overnight. I'm always suspect to believe that there must be something in my soul that's in common with demonic powers. Because remember what Jesus said, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me that's in common with him, so he's no power over me. So I was tending to be suspect that that was the case. Okay, but I didn't want to use my own human reasoning to figure it out. I knew God could show me through my dreams and my visions. So let me tell you how it happened. One of the very first meetings we did was in a recovery house. And a lot of people in that house were ex-coke addicts. Now, you heard some of my history. On the streets, I was quite a bit of a dope user. My drug of choice was speed. I did a lot of speed. But I didn't do a lot of coke. I did do some coke, but I really hated coke. I only did it if I didn't have anything else to do. But I actually did do, you know, some coke during my time on the streets. Now, I've already had a lot of major healings of wounds in my soul that are associated with my speed use. But I hadn't really worked on the coke and any wounds that might have arisen from the sin, because sin makes the wound, the sin of doing the cocaine, okay? So here I go, and we're on the way to this meeting. And on the way, I am totally assailed. Okay, I am feeling the resistance. What do I mean by that? My mind was getting busy, attacked, chatter going on in my mind. I felt resistance in my body like I was starting to get sick. I felt just the pressure that was in the spirit realm. The closer we got to this meeting, the thicker it got. And I was with two of my team members, and we're all praying fiercely in the car as we're on the way. I'm like, I feel resistance. So we all just began to pray and And so we got to the meeting, and it was so bad, we didn't even sit in the front. We sit in the back, and we're praying the whole time. I don't know if I should get the light of Jesus. I'm going to glory. You know, the whole time trying to break this resistance off of me so I can get up there and talk. Okay, so it finally comes. We prayed right up to the moment I went up to the podium. I began to release the word. And then the meeting was great and all that. But that night I went home. And when I woke up the next day, I had this fierce, fierce sore throat. It was horrible. And I had to speak 3 sessions that day. And prophesy and make war and do everything over hundreds of people. And you know how that goes. So by the end of the day, I can mean every word was just like a knife daggering in my throat. And the whole day I'm going, okay, God, I know you're going to show me what this is, if it's something in my soul or what it is. And I thought I heard him say the word coke. So I said, okay, that makes sense, coke, okay. So that night as I went to bed, I asked God, show me what's allowing this to happen to me in my dreams or a vision. So that night I had a dream. And in my dream was a big old pile of coke. Well, that was easy. Didn't even have to really take time interpreting that one. Yes, I had a wound in my soul that came from the sin of cocaine. And it was allowing demonic powers that were over the people in that meeting to attack me. Okay, but that wasn't all. How many of you know it's just not as simple as that sometimes? Sometimes there are more contributing factors, because sometimes it's not all demonic. There's stuff in the natural too. So in this dream, there's a big old pile of coke, and I had what's called xylitol, which is a natural sweetener. And I was using it to cut the coke. That's what dope dealers do on the streets. They cut their dope with xylitol so it will stretch further and they can make more money. I did the same thing. And so I had this xylitol. I was cutting the coke with it. And I also had a couple of peanut butter cookies that I threw into the mix. Well, when I woke up, I know that seems so funny, right? But God uses symbols to tell us what things mean. And so here I woke up, and to me, peanut butter means protein. Whenever I need a fast fix of protein, I stick a scoop of peanut butter in my mouth. So I knew right away God was giving me another piece to solve my problem. He was saying, yes, the 21-day fast you're on without any protein in it has caused your immune system to drop. Demonic powers came in because you had a wound in your soul. They were allowed to come in and make you sick, and you got sick really easily because your immune system was down. So you need to do what the dream says. Sweeten, because I was sweetening that coke with xylitol, sweeten your 21-day fast with some protein. See that God's, what is God doing? He's giving me the answers to my problems. Very detailed answer to my problem. And let me tell you, when God said eat a little chicken, a little protein with your 21-day fast, I was so bummed. You mean I'm going to have to eat meat on my dinner fast? Oh, bummer, man. Tell me you wouldn't feel the same. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Yeah. Okay, but that wasn't all. Then my worship team leader, Bernadette, had a vision for me that same morning. She saw the room I was sleeping in. Remember, that room was very cold, right? She saw the room I was sleeping in, and it had a French door going into the room. That room actually did, in the natural, have a French door with a curtain over it. But she felt like the Lord was saying to her that part of my problem was because my immune system was low and the demonic was attacking me, that the cold air was also adding to it. When she said that, it was like, well, instead of us going, well, I wonder if it's true. What do you think it is? Do you think you need to get warmed up? I don't know. What do you think? Instead of wondering and using our own human limited reasoning, we took time to unpack what she saw in the vision. So we actually went to one of these dictionary sources online and looked up the word French door. Now, these dictionary sources online are great. They have the meaning of the word. They have an origin of the word. They have idioms that the word is used in. And sometimes at the very bottom of the page, they'll have Bible references in case that word is somewhere located in the Word of God. And so we went down to the bottom of this page, and sure enough, there was a Bible reference to the word French door or casement. And it was from Judges 5. And it was rendered the Hebrew word lattice. Guess what lattice means? An opening that allows cold air to come into a room. Y'all should be really impressed by that. Do you understand that? Through a dream and a vision, God gave me all the components I needed to do to get a complete healing. You see that? Uh-huh. That's what we want you to get to the point of being able to accomplish. So what did I do? I did the three steps we talked about this morning, right? I first dealt with the wound in my soul. I first did the first step. I repented from the sin of the coke. I spent time doing that, focusing, just like the woman with the issue of blood. Then once I did that, then the three of us, my two team members and I, began to put glory and light on the wounds in my soul. And we did like the woman with the issue of blood again. We kept saying to ourselves, if I just touch the hem of his robe, glory and light will be loosed on the wounds in my soul that are involved with the cocaine. And, you know, we pressed into it, and we kept serious and focused and driven and persistent. And within 6 minutes, that wound was healed. 6 minutes. Wow. And then we did step number three. We commanded the demonic to come off that was making me sick, and it did. And then I ate some lunch. I threw in a little chicken. Oh, bummer, to my meal. And the girls went over to a store and bought me a $20 heater, stuck it in the room, and by the next night I was completely healed. That's what dreams and visions will do for you. You don't have to wonder and worry. I mean, have you ever had a situation like that? You go, gee, I wonder if it's this, or maybe I'm getting attacked because it's that, or maybe it's sin, or maybe somebody's cursing me, or blah, 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 blah. Come on, how many, I could know that y'all have done that, right? We don't have to do that. A dream and a vision, we can position ourselves to receive these things, and we can get specific, direct, detailed revelation, detailed answers that'll bring us the victory, okay? Hallelujah.